Scene 8. Lady Lexington's drawing room in Belgravia.
Parkinson! Who are you? You're not Parkinson. Where's my butler?
There was an unfortunate accident, milady. Parkinson was attacked by wolves in the lower pedry. Hare should be your butler for this afternoon.
Well, I hope you're up to the job. This is a very important tea party. The special agent, Dick Barton, is joining us to regale the ladies with tales of his daredevil exploits.
Oh, absolutely perfect. And who will the other guests be, your ladyship, so that I may attend to any special requirements they may have?
Well, my dear friend Lady Porchester.
Assets of about 2 million, houses in Kensington, Surrey and the Highlands, owner of the Porchester Diamond and 2 large holdings.
Lady Hammersmith is coming.
1.5 million, 3 Vermeers, 1 Turner, much admired emerald necklace.
Then there's a Duchess of Swithin, Lady Cranmer, Lady Hexton, Baroness Dustin, Lady Penrith, and the Duchess of York. Oh, and young Daphne Fritters became very interested when she heard that Mr. Barton was to address us.
Daughter of Sir Stanley Fritters. He's the man who knows the location of all the British tea stocks. Barton and Fritters at the one tea party. We have struck gold indeed.
What are you mumbling about, man?
He must select a very special tea for such an illustrious gathering. I think I know just the blend.
Do we drink Earl Grey in this house? I hope you're not from the modern vulgar school of butlering.
No.
Oh, that'll be Mr. Barton now. Please send him up.
Very good, milady.
And ask the other guest to wait in the blue room.
Yes, milady.
Well, hurry up, man. We don't want to keep my dear Mr. Barton waiting.
Fear not, ma'am. It is a truth universally acknowledged that it is I.
Dick Barton, milady.
I took the liberty of forcing my company unbidden upon you. Forgive my callowness, I beg of you, dear Elizabeth. In vain have I struggled. It will not do. My feelings will not be repressed. You must allow me to tell you how ardently I admire and love you. Might I call you Elizabeth?
Oh, good heavens. No one has called me Elizabeth since my late husband.
Ring, ring.
Excuse me, madame.
Oh, shut the old biddies in the blue room till I finish with Mr. Barton.
Very good, madame. I shall serve him tea.
Goodness, Mr. Barton, your stridency is it's quite taken me by surprise.
You have a sweet womb here, and a charming prospect over the gravel walk. You will not think of quitting it in a hurry.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Of course, I spend much of the year in the country.
Whatever I do is done in a hurry, and therefore, if I should resolve to quit the countryside, I should probably be off in 5 minutes. Fag?
Yeah, thank you.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a snout must be in want of an asterite.
Forgive my intruding, Lady Lexington, but I need to speak to Mr. Barton on a matter of some urgency.
Is a minute girl bursting in here without an introduction?
Oh, but I have to speak to him. It is so rare to find Mr. Barton without his Presbyterian friend. I feel so foolish intruding.
It does not necessarily follow. A deep, intricate character is more or less estimable than such a one as yours.
Mr. Barton, you have to help me. My father could be in very great danger.
Tea is served.
I thought I told you to serve tea in the blue room.
Tea is indeed being served there, your ladyship. My colleagues are ensuring that your other guests are being catered for. But I thought your ladyship, Mr. Barton, and Miss Fritters, might appreciate some refreshment. I think you'll find this particular tea most diverting.
I've told you before, man. We drink Earl Grey in this household and nothing else.
I'm sure your ladyship will be impressed.
He starts to sing, and everybody joins in.
So, Dick Barton, we meet again.
Tea for three, and me for two for three, and tea for toast. Toast,
I see you enjoyed my special brand of tea.
Too bleeding right.
How exhilarating to hear that brilliant detective mind turning to mush.
Now you mush me, mush.
The dog has made you putty in my hands.
Oh, I never liked it there.
Where?
Putney.
Putney?
In your hands.
You are in my hands, like putty.
Well, how do we get there?
Where?
Putney.
Putty.
There's no such place as putty. You're lost, mate.
I am not lost. I am in control.
I thought you was in Putney.
No!
Well, where am I?
Safe with me.
Am I in control at all?
No, I am in control.
You're in control.
Oh, yes.
And I'm in Putney.
Forget Putney. Nobody is in Putney.
My Auntie Vi lives in Putney.
Shut up. Shut up before I kill you.
You don't want to do that.
No, I don't. I want to interrogate you. Tease out everything you know about the British Secret Service while your brain is putrid.
Here. Don't you call me stupid.
I said putrid.
Oh, that's all right then. Talk very much.
Why are you talking with a loutish demeanour?
Well, I'll talk to anyone.
Listen very carefully. Those are British have a secret weapon.
I know. Governor, don't tell me nothing.
The governor? Is that a cold?
No, just a bit of a sniffle. You sound a bit bunged up, though.
Do you have a cold?
No, I'm very well, thank you.
This is extraordinary. The tea's turned you into a moron. It works better than I could possibly imagine. Boys, get in here. Behold the worm that was Dick Barton.
Whatcha?
Slink has proved a powerful drug indeed.
We've ransacked the whole house and all the old dears. We're getting away with a fortune.
Excellent. Where are they now?
Down in the kitchen. They've got very peckish all of a sudden.
The side effects are very strange. Barton's turned cockney.
I tell you what, I'm staying off the rosy leaf for a while.
From now on, it's champagne for us. My fellow freaks, did I not tell you that we would rise triumphantly from the ashes?
You've done us proud, boss.
And tomorrow we make all evil proud. Once we have tortured the whereabouts of the rest of Britain's tea from Sir Stanley Fritters, we shall lace it with slunk, and Britain will be powerless to resist a foreign invasion. History will call it VT Day.
That's brilliant, Baron.
Yeah, really evil.
And all the information we need will be provided by Barton's rattled brain.
And so Ethel's gleeful laughter rings out through the drawing rooms of Belgravia as the villains count their plunder. Is the whole of London's high society to be a grab bag for infamy? Will Baron Scarhart's dastardly plot succeed? Where is Stan Fritters? Will Jock fall for Daphne? Will the real Dick Barton escape the clutches of Martha Hartburn and get home in time to save the free world? Tune in after the interval for the next exciting installment of Dick Barton's Special Agent.
End of Act 1.